If there's tall people in front of you, you can just come right up here. Alright, well, you guys ready to make some magic with us here tonight? If you're ready to make some magic, can I get an oh yeah? If you're ready to make some magic, can I get an oh yeah? Alright, I want to start this show off real special tonight. Please join me in a pledge of allegiance. I'm going to ask you to raise a hand in the air and repeat after me. I pledge allegiance to this show. To make this show, the best show that I can possibly make, on my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to rock and roll. I will sing, and I will dance, and I will yell. Until I lose my voice. And then I will have to go out into the world. And find it. And use it. To make change in the world. For the good. Because I. Am a magical being. With a magical voice. Let's make some magic in tonight. Can I hear some noise?
My name is Harry Potter.
And I'm Harry Potter. And we are Harry and the Potters.
And when I was a baby, a teacher left me on the doorstep of my extended family. And when I was a baby, a giant took me on a flying motorcycle ride. And when I was a baby, a crazy lady looked into a crystal ball and saw a prophecy. And when I was a baby, an evil wizard, he tried to kill me. I was just a freaking baby. Sing it with us. I was just a freaking baby. All together now. I was just a freaking baby. And Voldemort here at this time. I was just a freaking baby. Real fat, yeah, he makes my life a sad state. Well, the Dursleys are my guardians. They are so mean and evil. If only I had some magic powers, surely I could make them tremble. Can we get a tremble here? Put them up! 1, 2, 3! For today, drive is where I lay my head. I wish that I could go to another place instead. Oh, I am Harry Potter. I am Harry Potter. Today I got a letter in the mail. Uncle took it right away from me. More and more kept coming here. All the letters came out in the room, so they took me to a hotel.
We are a wizard. This is our drummer, the cowboy.
These scores be. Why'd you have to go and kill my cattle?
Lord Voldemort, I mean you know who. Why'd you have to leave the lightning star? Lord Voldemort, I mean you know who. We're from Hogwarts. I want to thank Josh at Pico for getting us the show here. Just threw in on our drumsticks. We're ready to just cast some spells.
This one's about our first Christmas at Hogwarts. It's called Wizard Chess. I don't want to see my family. I just want to stay at school for this winter break. I just want to stay at school with my best friend Ron. Oh, can I get a piece of this stuff? We were raised by our aunt and uncle. And even after living as wizards for a number of years, there's still a few things we can't figure out. You know, like magic. It's seems to defy the laws of physics that we grew up with. And economics, don't even get me started. I cannot figure out why my wand only costs 7 galleons. My wand only costs 7 galleons. My wand only costs 7 galleons. That doesn't seem like much. No, it seems like a bargain. How does Ollivander stay in business? How does Ollivander stay in business? How does Ollivander stay in business when there's only so many kids? There's only so many kids. There's only so many kids who buy wands. There's only so many kids. Let me give you a practical example that deals with the raw materials. Just one raw material used in the construction of a wand. You see, it's like
10 galleons for a unicorn hair, 7 galleons for a brand new wand, 10 galleons for a unicorn hair. That's -3 to Ollivander.
Just add it up, man.
-3 to Ollivander. My wand only costs 7 galleons. My wand only costs 7 galleons. My wand only costs 7 galleons. It doesn't seem like a joke. It seems like a bargain. I'm not a man to stay in business. I'm not a man to stay in business. I'm not a man to stay in business. And there's only so many kids. There's only so many kids. There's only so many kids who buy wands. There's only so many kids.
Thanks for coming to the show tonight, guys. It's awesome to be back here at Vico. I want to thank Josh for getting us set up here. And thank you guys for coming. Because you see, we're here tonight to teach you a little bit of magic. Because you guys all came here with a little bit of magic inside of each of us, you know? But you just got to learn the proper incantation to unleash that magic. And so that's why we're here. We're here to teach you that proper incantation. Because we want you to join us in our fight against evil. And together, we want to unleash the magic of rock and roll! Here tonight. Are you ready to go down deep into the belly of Hogwarts with us? Because I ain't talking about no basement, okay? I say basement, you say no. I ain't talking about no basement.
No!
I ain't talking about no sub-basement.
No!
I ain't talking about no sub-sub-sub-basement.
No!
I ain't talking about no bomb shelter that's like a quarter mile below that awesome video game room in your best friend's basement. No. No, we're going so far down that it is only accessible via ancient plumbing channels. And even then, you gotta know the password. So can I get a little bit of a from everyone here tonight? You speak about language. I just got a few questions for you. Are you scared to walk through the hallways? Are you worried that the spiders run away? Are you petrified of being petrified? And are we gonna have to save the school again?
to say. Jimmy sits on the bachelor. We got to say. It's cool and rough that I see her. We got to say.
Who was in the show last summer? All right. I was really impressed last summer because it was really hot and everybody danced hard all night, and that's starting to happen. So I'm feeling good about this.
Yeah, that's how you make magic in Isla Vista.
That's right. So this is a really good, this is not a good song to dance to, but we're going to do it anyway. It's called Hermione Screws Up the Polyjuice Potion. We'll pretend it's a good song to dance to.
Ron likes your whiskers. Ron likes your fur. Hey, cat lady, meow, meow. Hey.
That's right. This next one we're going to do is a good song to dance to. It's actually got like a ton of dance moves. So, it's about our friend Hagrid. Watch Harry Potter for the dance moves. Try and keep up here. It goes like this.
Hagrid.
Whoa.
Bring it in a Hagrid step before the song.
Yeah. I don't know if I can
do a Hagrid side step.
This one's about our friend Hagrid.
Hagrid is fun to hug. Hagrid is full of love. Just don't get stuck in Hagrid's beard.
Now the Home Alone scream.
Ah! Hagrid is fun to hug. Hagrid is full of love. Just don't get stuck in Hagrid's beard.
Ah! Hey, can we put a hand at the end of that? One, two, three. Hey, one, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. Pico Guru! Thanks. This one's about an organization my friend Hermione made my fourth year at school. It was called SPEW. It was about setting the house elves free, giving them equal working rights, decent living wages, that sort of thing. This song, I Need a Little Help to Sing Along. It's pretty simple. It has very little lyrical content. It's just people yelling SPEW over and over again. and this is how it works. I'm gonna run around with this microphone, and if it goes near your face, it's your job to yell spew in the most rocking manner possible. So can I get a nice heartfelt spew from everybody here tonight? Give me one more. Give me one up high. Give me one real low. All right, now you know the song. Around today, maybe crystalling about. Oh, yeah, got a few here in the audience. We got any destrals in the audience tonight? It's sometimes hard to see them. You can only see them unless you know death like I do. I come from a weird, dark world, guys. I don't know if you know that about me. Anyway, this is one about riding destrals. I come on, do your skinny back! Riding in the night, we are not in the back. Let me scream, let me roar. I'm on the dash, who we all saw. Yeah. No, I'll stand to the man till he goes down. When I think of the sky, but I'm frozen my shield.
Drinking Lucky Potion.
when we're sneaking out of the castle and the home. I know he's like this, no reason.
Off here for a minute.
Thank you.
coming out of me.
Ooh, good.
Tell me about it.
Casting a spell.
All right. This one's about wizard politics and sometimes people who you elect to watch over a community don't uphold the things that they're in place to do and instead are mostly concerned about their own approval ratings. This one's called Cornelius. Cornelius Fudge is an ass. Do you want to go back to the way we were? And do you want to stay how we used to be? And do you want to pretend that the job was in the fall back? For so long, you can pretend that the ministry knows what's going on. You can convince yourself that the daily prophet has a blue book. Fill up a roller coaster to Fox News. Do you want to go back to the way we were? And do you want to say how it used to be? And do you want to pretend that the doctor comes back?
Communicate magical words.
This one's about a book that I met my sixth year at school. It had a bunch of cheat codes in it. This book is so awesome. I can do anything. This book is so awesome. I am the potion king. Did you hear that alphabet? I said I was the king. I can make anything. This book is so awesome. Were meant to be king. When we were young and innocent, I saved you from a basilisk. I think that deserves a kiss, but you're all over Dean Thomas. Inside your bed. So you know that Voldemort is trying to kill me. And I don't want you caught in between, like Sirius Black and Marvel. Oh yeah, I don't want to lose you, so I can't see you. I don't want to lose you, so you know I can't see you. But my wings are starting to burn for you. My wings are starting to burn.
A lot of baggage.
It's a lot. So much.
easily. Scarred for life, honestly.
It's there every day when I look in the mirror.
Oh, what a downer. Let's play something fun to pick things back up, okay? Yeah, this guy wants to hear something fun.
Well, what do we got?
Got Fred and George.
Okay.
Let's do that one. Those guys are goofy, right? Am I right? One!
Are you a prankster? Or are you just looking for some whatever to get you out of class? We've got two contrast fields and no split favorite. Fever, fudge, and fainty fancies. Whatever you need, thank God. Oh, we see this wizard and beasties. Uh oh! Listen up for Fred and George. Well, I think I'm angry with the students get away with these after business studies.
Space here. Because we're going to be doing this one
no microphones. Only the magic inside of us. Because I believe that we all have a certain magic inside each and every one of us. It's a magic that no evil wizard can touch. No matter how smart, no matter how evil they are, no matter how powerful they may be, they can't get the certain things inside of us. Like the power of love. You know about the power of love?
Save my life.
If you believe in the power of love, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah!
If you've been touched by the power of love before, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah!
And things were all right for a while until he came back, right? And I said, uh-oh. Can I get an uh-oh?
Uh-oh!
What was I gonna do? What if the power of love wasn't enough to keep Voldemort at bay this time? So I thought to myself, can I get a Can I get a magic of rock and roll. Can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah!